Journalist Joe Connison is a WAMC friend and listener. He's editor-in-chief of the National Memo and an editor at the Investigative Fund. A widely published columnist and reporter, he's author of several books, including Big Lies and co-author of the Times bestseller, The Hunting of the President, The 10-Year Campaign to Destroy Bill and Hillary Clinton. His new book is Man of the World, the further endeavors of Bill Clinton, where Connison profiled Bill Clinton's post-presidency career in philanthropy. And now, what is next for the Clintons? For his thoughts, we welcome Joe Connison to the roundtable this morning. Joe, thank you very much.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you.
Very nice to have you on the program. We talked as this book first came out, and of course we were speculating a bit of what Bill Clinton's role would be as first gentleman, and we will not know the answer to that question. I'm curious as to your thoughts on the election and knowing the family and knowing the two as you do of what they must be going through at this moment.
Well, Joe, I think Secretary Clinton expressed it very well in her concession speech. This is a grave disappointment, and it will hurt for a long time, not just her supporters, but her and I think her family. They worked very hard for this, and I think former President Clinton, has always thought, or has thought anyway for a long time, that his wife would make a very good president, or would have made a very good president, and perhaps even better than he. He always praised her in that vein. So I think it's very tough for them. On the other hand, if you watched her and watched him on the morning after the election, you saw the kind of grit that they have. I mean, as you know, I criticized President Clinton plenty in my book and a little bit the Secretary Clinton as well for various issues that have come up during this campaign. But the truth is they're both very tough, determined people. And Trump has acknowledged that, too. So they will soldier on in the causes that matter to them. And I think that's what their future holds. And, President Clinton has always been a strongly committed Democrat to the point where, he intervened in politics in ways that I think were considered unpresidential after he left the White House sometimes. He was too partisan for some people's tastes. And I don't think that will change now either. I think, in fact, just the opposite. They're going to look at what Donald Trump wants to do, and I think they're going to find themselves in opposition to him a lot.
The book I mentioned, Man of the World, The Further Endeavors of Bill Clinton, looks very much into the post-presidency career of Bill Clinton and to his career in philanthropy. And we can only assume now, even though there are still some question marks around the foundation, that will continue in some way, shape, or form.
I think you'll see the question marks around the foundation dissipate very quickly now that it's not a political target anymore.
Yeah.
Because there is no real case to be made against the foundation, and certainly not legally. So I think that is all going to go away. Nobody asked any questions about the foundation, Joe, when people like Mitt Romney and George W. Bush and John McCain and the rest of them would come to Clinton Global Initiative and praise the foundation to the skies, just as it has been praised by charity watchdog groups and many others. So, when the opportunity came to attack it and in my view, fabricate a lot of stories about it, for the sake of politics, then that happened. That is what happened. But I think now you'll see those questions will mostly disappear. I'd be very surprised if the Trump administration wants to bother with an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. But if they do, they're going to prove what I've said about this, which is that there isn't any case. And, I would like to see them get in front of it would never get to a jury because there's no indictment to be made. But so the foundation will continue to exist, and one hopes it will continue to do its work. There are millions of people, as I explain in the book, who depend on it for all kinds of help in their lives around the world. And I think it will, they were advised, they got a lot of unsolicited advice during the campaign about well, you should roll up the foundation. You should put it out of business. Right. You know, you should shut the doors, and which would have, I mean, literally led to the deaths of many people who get medicine that saves their lives every day from affiliates of the Clinton Foundation. So fortunately, they didn't follow that advice. They changed some of the ways that the foundation operates, and they were going to separate themselves from different parts of it if she had been elected president. But I think now the foundation will continue. It has a large endowment that they raised during the last few years. I think it's $250 million. So I think it's in a position to continue with its work. And certainly President Clinton will be there. I don't know what Secretary Clinton's plans are. And Chelsea Clinton is there. She's the vice chair of the foundation's board.
And, I mean, you really make the point in the book that this is some of his finest work.
Oh, I think it is. I think there were things that he either didn't do as president or couldn't do or did wrong, frankly, as president, that have been set right in the foundation. One, the most important, is the work on international AIDS and the AIDS pandemic, which still exists, and which, you know, he had tried to address as president with some success he did, but little compared to the scale of the problem. And when he left the presidency, he turned around and said, I'm going to take this on with Nelson Mandela and others, and we need to make sure that every person in the world who suffers from this disease has access to medicine, because now it's a chronic disease. It need not be a killer disease if people can get the medicine. And he set about finding ways to get the medicine to them, and that included supporting the manufacture of generic drugs, which his administration had opposed, basically. He and Al Gore, and Al Gore got in trouble for it when he was running for president. And President Clinton said that was an error on our part, that was wrong, and I'm going to change that now, and he did. So that's not the only example, but I think that's what you're talking about when you say, you know, that his post-presidency had some great successes, and, you know, some of them had to do with things that he'd not gotten right as president.
Joe Connison is the author of the new book, Man of the World, The Further Endeavors of Bill Clinton. Joe, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much.
It was my pleasure, Joe.
Be well. Take care. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.